This is Northwest News from 88.5 KPLU. The Mariners are in Anaheim this weekend to play the Angels after a 4-4 homestand that included the hiring of Mariners legend Edgar Martinez as the team's new hitting coach. Sports commentator Art Thiel tells KPLU's Kirsten Kendrick he is not expecting anything magical.
Art, what do you think about this hire?
Well, everybody loves Edgar, you know, and that's really, I guess, the only motivation behind it, because Edgar Martinez has never been a hitting coach or any kind of coach, so we don't know whether he can convey the wisdom that he accumulated in a reasonable fashion. Now, I'm certain that Edgar's going to be respected by guys like Robinson Cano and Nelson Cruz and really the young guys who all know the legend. But is he effective at communicating? So often, superstar players, and I would consider Edgar one of the greatest hitters in baseball history, can't convey what they know. They understand it so instinctively that sometimes it's hard to offer that up and get people to respond to it. And my apprehension is, of course, that it's going to be an empty gesture. And by next year, they're going to have to fire Edgar, because that's what the tradition is in baseball. When your team is going south, fire the hitting coach. And I really don't get quite why that is.
Well, the Mariners have had 12 hitting coaches since 2002. Can we talk a little bit about what exactly a hitting coach is supposed to do?
I'd like to, but I don't know. It's kind of a mystery. Now, and Lloyd McLennan will be upset to hear about that, because he was a hitting coach in Detroit for 8 years. But they're supposed to analyze the hitting mechanics and offer suggestions about changes. And it's also, you know, a psychology thing. What guy deserves a kick in the butt? What guy deserves a pat on the back? And there is a place for it, but the Mariners have had great hitters like Paul Molitor, and they fired him, and they've had, you know, obscure guys, but they just keep churning them to no great intent or effect, because the art of coaching hitters is so elusive. I mean, you can study videotape all you want, but if you are still doing what the Mariners are doing, which is hitting at the bottom of the league for about 7 years running, clearly the Mariners don't know who to hire, and even if they do hire well, those people aren't conveying what they know, because the Mariners have been terrible on offense for a long time.
Well, there's a laundry list of stats to speak to that.
Yeah, the Mariners are last or nearly last in several major categories: runs produced, batting average, on-base percentage, slugging percentage. They are not a very effective hitting team. And it really is aggravating, and I don't see a hitting coach being able to wave a magic wand and suddenly produce major league average hitters.
At the root of all this seems to be general manager Jack Zirinczyk's desire to have big hitters.
Yes, right? Jack loves the big fly, big strikeout guys. And, you know, it's just a very frustrating, imbalanced lineup for Mariners fans, I think, because they just don't have guys to get on base. And then on the rare chance they do get on base and don't get thrown out stealing, they aren't driven home because they don't have a lot of on-base guys. They strike out way too much. All they have to be is major league average to be in contention.
So is there any chance for the Mariners to turn this around before the trade deadline at the end of July?
Well, I don't really see anything happening before the trade deadline. And the question is, what do you give up at the trade deadline to boost your offense? And the only thing the Mariners have is a lot of good pitching, which is an asset, and they may wind up cannibalizing it to get some offense in there. But Jack just does not have an eye for that kind of talent. And ultimately, this team's failure would rest on his shoulders.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.